Hey guys, it's Dorian. This is kind of, starting a first podcast series, so please like and subscribe, share it to all your friends, we're all good people here. If you ever want to be on the show or podcast, whatever you want to call it, I know I sound like a loser, just give me a buzz, I'll make sure you get on the air. Now let's start our series. Our topic today, we'll see. Hey guys. Today our topic is going to be gun control. Now, again, you can always like and subscribe and always comment, have your voice heard, This is an ongoing debate, it's never going to end, so you can always help. Bring out the debate, it's good to talk about this so we can come up with a solution for this. Because we're in a new era now, and it's very scary, so we have to have some sort of guidance. So it's good, we need to hear from one another. As you heard, about a dozen some lives have been lost. More than a dozen, actually, excuse me. And that's just in Parkland, Florida. This is happening all over the country. And no matter what side you're on, no matter what your beliefs are, you have to remember there's people who aren't coming home tonight just because of gun violence. So we kind of have to put that on the table before we start anything. Now, I'm in Maryland, and recently a student that I actually know, he brought a gun to school. And it was loaded, and, everybody didn't know what to do, because this was 2 days after Parkland, so it was kind of chaotic throughout the school that I go to. And, I talked to a lot of my friends, a lot of people that, wanted to talk about it, and I think the one common thing that I got out of it is just, why should I be afraid to go to school? Why is this a thing? I shouldn't be scared to get an education, And the question that a lot of people asked was, should we have a gun to school? Should teachers have a gun? Or a certain person within the school should have a gun? Well, honestly, I'm going to be real with you. Hell no. I'm sorry for my language, but why would we solve a problem that is about guns with more guns? Tell me what logic is that. I'm being real. Solving a gun problem with more guns. What good's gonna come out of it? I just don't see it. I talked to one of my friends, for example. She goes to Clarksburg as well. I'm just gonna say that flat out, it's Clarksburg. And she was telling me, she said, "Well, I just don't understand how people can get in with these types of weapons and undiscovered. And why isn't there a lot of security personnel that like, for example, police?" And I 100% agree with her. I think we need more of a police presence. I hate to say it, but, they have one officer stationed at our school. But I think, should we have two? Should we have three? Round the clock? I believe the closest police station is in Germantown, if I'm correct. I may be incorrect, but, But I do believe that, this is a new age where people are scared because we don't know what to expect. Somebody could walk in with a gun at school, in the movies, you never know, and it's just, you can't go out and be afraid, And my grandma was telling me, she was telling me that, are you afraid to go to these places like the movies, Are you sure you want to go? Because, this world is crazy. And you know what I told her? I said, I've lived every day to the fullest, no matter how stressful school is, no matter how hard life can be, I'm not afraid to keep living, because anything can happen anywhere. Any type of thing can happen at any time, any place, no matter where you are. You can be in the safest neighborhood and somebody can walk out with an AR-15. It's sad, but it's the world we live in, and can't help it. But, it's a new era, And the question right now is, what do we need to do about it? What do we as a community need to do about it? Because right now, our young children are being slayed by guns. Our family members are being taken away by guns. Do you really want to be that type of person? Especially if you're a parent. I'm not a parent, but, I sat down and talked to my mom, my parents, both my parents, and they said, you can never really truly understand what it's like to be a parent until you become one. And I think the feeling of having to bury your own child, it's just, I can't imagine the feeling, And my heart goes out to all the family members and all the lives that were lost, you know, because they're young. They were young. And like that one guy said at the presidential meet, he said, they don't have a voice because their voice had been taken. So I think we really do need to address these issues. And, you know, I'm not the type of person to just automatically call Trump a fool, even though a lot of his actions are very ignorant. But, you know, we need to come up with something. We do. And if he doesn't do anything, you know, what can we do? And yes, there's some people out there who says, like, what can he do? Honestly, he can do a lot more than you think. The presidential role, even though Congress needs to approve on it, I'm pretty sure if he really wanted to, they can band together to get this done. I'm pretty sure he could. But, you know, this guy, it's scary in a sense that it's like, does he really care? And, you know, I talked about this with my principal, and he told me, he said, even if he doesn't care, you know what you have to do? You need to have a voice. You need to have a say. You need to vote. You need to make sure that these things get done so people who actually want to hear your cry. And, you know, again, there's probably going to be people watching this or listening to this and saying, oh, this person is a bigot. You know, I do think Trump's a fool, you know, but I'm not going to automatically give him a long invective, basically slamming every single thing that he does. But, you know, it's sad, you know. And I mean, I'm not saying we should ban the Second Amendment, you know, it's set in the amendments, and, you know, you do have a right to bear arms, but what do you need an AR-15 for? What do you need an M-14 for? Like, what do you need those military-grade weapons for? What type of deer has some sort of armored vest that you need to, like, take them down? Like, please tell me. If you can find that deer, please let me know, because that's ridiculous. It is. You know, and somebody said in one conversation I was listening to that, you know, to train people how to use guns so, like, these things won't happen. You can train somebody how to use a gun. You're just training them how to shoot it. I mean, that does not mean you're training them how to, you know, cope with their problems, how to cope with other things. What if there's actually people who want to hurt people? Or what if there's people who actually have a bad day? That's why you always treat somebody the way they want to be treated. And that's why you always, you know, look at the other side of the story, because you never know what type of day that person's having. You know, this is off topic, but I always drive on the interstate, and, you know, there's millions of airheads that are just randomly merging without their turn signals, slamming on their brakes. But, you know, if I really waste my time cursing them out, rolling down the window, arguing with them, what do you think's going to happen? You know, what if they have a gun and they pull it out? That actually happened in the news a couple days ago in D.C. Somebody had road rage, and the guy he rolled up on pulled out a gun and shot him in cold blood. And now they're not going home to their family. So again, what can you do? You know, we're in such a challenging time, and, you know, it's very frightening, you know. But, you know, I'm not afraid to get my education, you know. There's people who died for me to get my education, and, you know, if it means that, you know, I have to work harder, you know, I gotta be more safe, then, you know what, I'll do it. But, you know, that's why I always hug my family members closer, because I, you know, what if I don't come home, you know? What if I don't? You know, that goes for anybody. You know, any of my family members, vice versa. You never know. So, you know, after you listen to this podcast, just go hug somebody a little closer today. Or tonight, whenever you're listening to. I also noticed one more thing, you know, with this guy who brought in the gun to our school. You know, I was in a couple of his classes, and, you know, it's very surprising, because I didn't think that he would actually do something that he knows isn't right. You know, he wasn't a bad kid, and, you know, actually, we were good friends, and, you know, I didn't think that he would actually do something so barbaric, you know, and so, like, ridiculous, like, to bring in a gun, a loaded gun, for that. And, you know, I understand, yes, he was bullied. Like, I can assure you, he was probably bullied, and, you know, the conversations that we wouldn't have conversations about it because, you know, we both kind of experienced similar, if not, you know, different, like, it may have been different things, but the idea of bullying, we both dealt with that, and, you know, we would maybe skim over it, but honestly, we didn't have those many conversations because, you know, we were in class, you know, and I feel like we need to have more of those conversations, but it, you know, it was crazy. But then, this is another debate that I keep bringing into debates, but, you know, the news is blowing things out of proportion with, especially with this, because they said that he had a whole arsenal, but then they turn around and say he didn't. You know, how can the news get that so mixed up? I just don't understand. I mean, I'm not following on that, you know. And, you know, I'm not excusing his actions. I think that he shouldn't have done that, and, you know, there should be some punishment. But expel him? Why would you expel him? What good is it going to do to expel him from, like, all, like, I mean, how do I put this? Not to put him back in the same school. I'm not saying put him back in the same school because, you know, people are going to feel some type of way, of course. But why would we expel him from all, you know, all types of schooling within the county? Because what if he doesn't graduate? That means he's going to get held back. He's going to have that anger that may have been present. And I'm not saying, you know, we should just excuse the fact that he did those things. I'm not saying that. But I think that... I just don't think that we should throw him off of his... Like, situations like this, I don't think we should throw off all their education because, you know, I think that's how most mass shootings that are happening. I'm sorry to say this, but most mass shootings that are happening that are revolving around education, they either got held back or had some sort of like emotional setback that kind of, you know, went unnoticed, you know. And, you know, it's frightening. And our school is starting, they're doing like a new initiative. If you see something, say something. You know, I think that's universal. I think if you really do see something, you go say something. Like, I'm being honest with you. You know, it's just, we're in a new era now. And I know most of you guys are probably afraid. I don't know if you're afraid. I don't know if you're angry. You know, I'm confused personally. Like, I'm confused. I'm angry. I'm heartbroken. I'm a little bit scared. But you know what? It's all good because I'm gonna keep pushing, you know. There's nothing much we can do. If we live in fear, nothing's gonna get done. We're just gonna be living in the rest of our lives with fear, you know. So, I mean, you know, I just want you, if y'all are really that scared, you know, if you guys are scared, frightened, confused, you know, don't be afraid to talk about it. Like, get off your chest, you know. There's always people next door to you, you never know, that are feeling the same way. But, you know, these podcasts, they're gonna keep going. Hopefully this one wasn't too bad. It was a live idea because, you know, nobody's perfect. I'm not going to sit here and record like 6 or 7 paragraphs. But you know what? You guys have a great rest of your day. And keep your heads up, you guys. Well, guys, this is a live recording. So please accept my L's that I am taking. Just wanted to say thank you very much. And please like and send it to your friends. Please, like again, I'm going to say it again, please send it to your friends, this podcast. And if you want to send a topic in, no problem, just send it to me and I will make sure it gets done. You guys have a great rest of your night and keep your head up and your feet dry.